Well, second legs of the A-League semi-finals will be held this weekend with both games at Amy Park. Victory hosting Western United after winning the first leg 1-0 on Saturday, with City hosting Adelaide on Sunday. Tickets are available at tickettech.com.au, so jump online, buy your tickets, support your team. Josh Brillanto has been good enough to join me, Melbourne Victory captain. Josh, welcome to the program. Great to have you on, and you're going okay at the moment?
Hey, guys. Yeah, doing great. Good time of the year being in the final, so doing really good, thanks.
Got a nice little undefeated run going as well.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, we've set a new record for the club, which is nice. Undefeated for, I think it's now about 16, 17 games. So, it's nice to go into games knowing that, we're tough to beat.
And do you feel you're peaking at the right time? And sometimes it's a long season in any sport you play. How have you found the last half or the last third of the season?
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic, to be honest. You know, the scheduling's been pretty crazy due to COVID and all that this year. So, I think we've done tremendous in terms of backing up game after game and headed into the finals, on a roll, which is always a good thing.
Do you like this new home and away leg idea?
Yeah, it's the first time for me playing the home and away. Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, it doesn't really make too much difference, really, to be honest. If you're the better team, you're going to get the job done in the end. So, if it's more games for the fans to see, then it's a good thing.
And how do you feel? Do they have almost an advantage coming back against you, given they got to see you? Or do you have an advantage given what you know beats them and you know each other so well, you're cross-town rivals?
Yeah, it's always tough playing the same team back-to-back. We played them away initially first, and now it's our home game. So I think it's going to be a good thing. We're going to have more fans there. You know, being a weekend game as well. So I think we're going to have more confidence going into this next game.
Is there a chance that your fans will pack it out? What kind of can you fill it?
We're hoping so. Kick-off weekend. That's a positive, and so far this season, the fans have been turning out really good. So, we're hoping that it gets packed out. You know, we want the best atmosphere as possible.
And I suppose you don't go into your shell either. Scoring's still the way to go, even though you come into this game with a 1-0 lead.
No, that's right. We want to come out being on the front foot here. I think that's what we've done most of the season, is created lots of chances and scored lots of goals. So, you know, that's part of the way we play. So that's just what we'll be looking to do.
Do you change your mindset at all, or is it because you lead 1-0, or do you still stick at it even if it was as it would be if it was nil all going in?
Yeah, I think we'd have the same mindset no matter what the results were. For us, it's about the whole year and the build up of the way things have been, not so much just to change how you do things now. So we'll be going out with the same mindset, same mentality, same playing style as we have the whole season.
And who do you think will win the other one?
It's tough to say, actually. It's going to be a tight match. Finals, anything can happen. But, I think City being at home, you'd think they'd have the advantage. But I guess we'll just wait and see.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see. And it's going to be a great grand final regardless. Hey, Josh, you're in great form. Always good to speak to you. Let's hope plenty of people get there. So tickets for the second legs, A-League semi-finals, on sale now. tickettech.com.au. If you're a Victory fan, make sure you get along and support the boys. Thanks, Josh.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.